Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, I gotta tell you, I had a hilarious experience last night that when it happened, I thought I was gonna call you, but I figured that I'll just tell you this morning when we record our show. My wife was on the phone talking to her friend, and I'm only hearing one side of the conversation, but she makes the response that I don't know. I'm not a pet expert. And I'm sitting right next to her and said, well, I'm not either, but I play one on the radio.
That's fantastic.
It was one of those wonderful instances where I really appreciate what we get to talk about each week.
Yeah, we are lucky.
So
this is fantastic.
But this week, Rick, we've got a terrific show. If you remember, it was a little over 6 months ago, we were celebrating our 2-year anniversary on the air, and we decided to have in both Jamie Lampman and Julia Palmer from the Ingham County Animal Control and the Capital Area Humane Society to talk about what was going on, what their year was going to be like. And my thought was, the year is half over. Let's figure out exactly what's going on with them.
That sounds like a great idea.
Well, if you think about it, they've been very busy at work. If anyone goes to our Facebook page and is signed up for that, whenever we seem to get any press releases or anything from the organizations, we automatically upload them onto our Facebook page to share them with our friends. And frankly, they've done a lot this year. They've been very busy.
Yeah. One thing that I've noticed is that they've been able to apply and qualify for a number of grants that are out there and available that really require everybody out there's participation in it, from microchipping to spay neutering. But they're at least the funds are becoming more and more available through a few different foundations and fundraising opportunities. So I'd be curious to talk to them and make sure they're really getting out the word right here on Mid-Michigan Pet Expert, what's out there and what's available. And I know a lot of free spay and neutering. Well, I can't beat that.
Right, and very cheap microchipping and other things like that.
Yeah, we don't think about microchipping until it's usually too late. So, it's kind of like, oh, I lost him. I should have.
Right.
And for $10... that's what they'll be talking about. You can't beat that. And a number of zip codes in the area, you might perk your ears up and kind of pay attention as to whether your dog or cat could be spayed or neutered for either low cost or absolutely free.
Right. Well, and Rick, one of the most encouraging things about what they've been able to do is when you look at their sources of funding, which have been very, very difficult to come by, but what's happened is the community has really rallied behind these causes. Whenever they have an event, the community comes out very, very big time and supports these organizations. And frankly, the pet store community is very helpful, whether it's our friends over at Soldens supporting the Capital Area Humane Society and what they do, or the event that you're doing at Preuss's with Ingham County Animal Control coming up this Labor Day weekend.
Yep. It'll be a fun baseball game and a little bit of focus towards the animals. Get people coming out and saying in large numbers that we really support responsible pet keeping.
Right. Well, and it's important because what they've also been able to do, and we'll ask Jamie Lampman about it today, how it's gone. But if you remember, when their funding got cut, they lost a full-time investigator. And because of public donations and money that was donated for leads and tips and things, they've been able to put that investigator out on the street. And frankly, they've gotten some prosecutions against some horrible people who have done horrible things to animals, and nothing could make, I believe, the public happier than to see these people who treat animals terribly get their due, because nobody is happy about that.
Right. I think there were several cases, just if you think about in just the last calendar year, that they can come in and chat a little bit about and kind of update us on. We're thinking the Greyhound gentleman and a few other, the cemetery situation where a dog was in just bones.
Mm-hmm.
Those people have to be found because if they do it once, nothing's to say they aren't going to do it again. So,
well, and if they'll do it to animals, who says they won't do it to people?
Right, right.
So,
for everybody's protection.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
We can't let these kind of things slip, and that's what's going to happen in a rough economy if people don't step up to the plate. The good news is more and more people are stepping up to the plate.
Which is a perfect reason why you chose the baseball format to do the fundraising,
well,
I suppose.
Well, that's fine.
So, but in the meantime, that's what we've got in store. So first we're going to talk with Julia Palmer. Then we'll have Jamie McAloon-Lampman from Ingham County Animal Control in. And Rick, at the end of the show, we'll talk a little bit about next week when the public once again can join us live out at the Joey's Pet Outfit Dog Park in Williamston, where anything can happen. So fill up your cup of coffee, get ready for a great show, and we'll be right back with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I had to turn my heart.